Welcome to Bathroom Break Podcast, where three dumbasses talk, pretty much. You know, no advice or nothing, just three dumbasses. I'm Justin. There's Alan and Adam.
What's going on, guys?
There we go. All right, today we have Everything Has a Price, where the theory is everything in the whole world has a price. And we're going to find out what everyone's price is on today's show. And then, would you rather? Is that how we played Everything at a Price before? We just see what everyone's price is on the scenario.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never played it before.
You've never played it?
No.
I think we did like something kind of like that. It was real short, but I think we did it.
It was off.
Was I around?
I thought so.
Was this like a year ago, maybe?
No, it was recently.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't like organized it. We just started doing it.
Yeah. Because somebody told Justin, like, I wouldn't do that for all the money in the world. And Justin's like, everything has a price.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything.
Everything.
Very true. I can kind of agree.
All right. So
okay, you said kind of.
Well, you know, I'm not going to murder my wife. Actually, no, that probably has a price. Okay, let's not do that one.
I was going to say. Let's not do that one.
I was...
yeah. Justin just evil laughs. You know it's not good.
Justin and Alan both just have prices going through their heads.
Yep.
He'll be here. I'm just like, I don't got one. 40 bucks.
I'm no. Like, Jess was kind of a dick today, so cheaper.
We're not going to talk about that one. That's not one. All right, we'll just go with a basic one just to kind of get a warm-up going here. So sell an organ, and which one and how much? So it's not like you're trying to get money for it. It's what your lowest price is on this, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So
I mean, I feel like if it was a family member, I mean, I'd donate a kidney. But like if it was just like someone random up on the street, be like, hey, I'll buy your kidney. I'd be like, $10,000.
So Adam's price for a kidney is free.
If I know the person.
Okay. Or it's or it's $10,000.
Yeah. Just maybe. I don't know. Unless I come up with like a heartfelt story, then I might donate it to someone random.
I'm not going to lie. This sounds weird. I've always wanted to donate some body, like body parts to, you know, organs. I've always wanted to be that person to just donate it. Like I have healthy organs. I don't drink. I want to give my liver away. I don't, you know, God gave me two kidneys. I don't need them both. I want to give them away. But I bought a couch the other day and it was $1,000 more than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And honestly, on the drive home, I was looking, how much do you get for a kidney?
What did it say?
It didn't. It just said, you know, like how much would it cost you to, it was all about donations. I'm like, no, homie,
you can't,
I need my money.
So yeah, in the United States, you can't sell your organs. You can sell your blood or your semen, but you can't sell your organs.
Nobody wants either of those from me. So
that was Alan's next stop. Sperm bank.
So Adam, I was thinking like either kidney or testicle too. And my price range is more around 50,000, I think. $10,000 would go by so fast.
Yeah, wow. I just think about like, you know, that would pay off, you know, my car and a couple credit cards. I'd be happy with that. I'd give up a kidney to pay off my car and a couple credit cards. That's rad.
Wow.
What are you wowing over there?
We have 10,000 and we have 50,000?
Yeah.
Okay, my price went up after listening to you guys. I was at 3,000. And now it's at 4. Because, wait, what? Like 50,000, Justin?
You would trade a kidney for a couch?
Yeah, plus some extra, a little extra, but yeah.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe it's because I, you know, being a janitor in a hospital, I see when organs fail, and like I would not. Oh man, you're really banking on one kidney.
Yep.
Ooh, man. Ooh.
If it's my time, it's my time. Okay.
No. Yeah, I'm pretty stuck at 50 for an organ.
No.
The testicle
for a kidney 4,000.
The testicle I think I go lower, a little lower. Not the kidney though.
How much lower?
I might be around like $25,000.
Oh my goodness.
For one?
For one.
Wow.
Adam?
You know, I feel like I'm going to stick at $10,000.
How about eyeballs?
Eyeballs? I don't know, man. Would I get to keep one of them?
No.
I still want to see. So $1 billion? I don't know.
So there's a price for everything.
Yeah.
No. My price for both of my eyeballs is $1 billion.
I might be around there too.
I might need more than $1 billion.
Right.
I mean, $1.5 billion.
And maybe it depends on how old I am. If I'm like
you're this age, you
know, 70 years. Oh, if I'm this age,
you're not
billion.
70 right now.
If I was retirement age and all I had to do was just hang out for the rest of my life. No, still $1 billion. Fuck. When I retire, I just want to play video games and watch porn. I don't know. Is that what retired people do?
It sounds like a 15-year-old.
No more responsibilities at work. So
I keep forgetting Adam's favorite movie is Toy Story for a reason. Because he's still
no. That's 12. My favorite animated movie.
Oh man! All right,
we
have to move on. This was a good warm up, but we got to move on. Okay, next one. It's kind of in the physical body department. Gain 100 pounds in 2 weeks.
What is it? What was it? Sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Gain 100 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oof.
First off, just doing it is a mission. I don't like.
Is that physically possible?
I don't know. You might have to just sew weight onto your body. Oof. I know. Like, I don't know how you do it.
It's just pure fat, too, right?
Yeah. Well, just whatever. It's only 2 weeks. All you got is two weeks.
If you fail, you don't get the money?
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if that's physically possible. I don't think you can gain.
It's not money. Physically possible. If it was physically possible, like if somebody were just to give me their fat and like sew it onto me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
100 grand for me.
Yeah, 100 grand is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, that's enough to be able to like pay a nutritionist to drop it down in, 6 months maybe afterwards.
Hold on, Adam. Somebody adds 100 pounds to you and you need a nutritionist to drop it?
Well, you know what I mean. You could consult somebody. You could hire a personal trainer, all that kind of stuff lose it back.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I've had, like, clients who are overweight by 100 pounds, and I'm like, fuck it, just walk.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying quicker than just walking.
Well, what's the
step from 100 pounds overweight?
What's the least amount of time to gain 100 pounds? Like, if you just kept eating constantly.
Let's see, Jess and I lived with you for how long? I never gave him 100, but probably 40.
Oh, I just found these Reese's peanut butter cups in my car. Does anybody want them?
Every night, 2:30 a.m., Justin's up playing video games. I'm just getting off work. Hey, man, you gonna go buy McDonald's?
Oh, it was awesome. It was freaking awesome.
Give me
awesome.
2 McDubs, 2 McChicks, and 10 Nugs.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic, dude. It was just freaking awesome.
It was fucking fantastic, but yeah, I'm paying for it still.
I know. Not me.
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. All right.
Wait, Justin, what's your price?
I think 100 grand is a pretty good price. We'd have to change the timeline to how quick it is to gain it, just as I don't know how fast can you gain 100 pounds. Is it like a
year? I think
it would
be a while.
I feel like my body frame it wouldn't work.
No, but Mac,
what do you weigh right now, Alan? 180?
180, yeah.
I mean, you could balloon up to 280 probably in a year.
No, I couldn't. I could.
If you were trying, yeah, you could. You wouldn't like it because you'd have to like stop exercising and stop moving, and you know Jess would have to like bring you food in bed all the time. But it could happen.
No, it's my 600-pound life, but it's getting to my 600-pound life.
Yeah,
it's
90 days before my 600-pound life.
Yeah, it's a mix
that sounds
of
like
90,
a great show.
Yeah, that's. Did we just create a reality show?
I think so.
So,
oh my God, wait, that's awesome. Wait.
So Mac from It's Always Sunny, remember when he got fat? He was talking, so he still lifted weights, but he said that he just would walk really slow. He would only do like really strength training, but he had to be careful to not move fast when he's at the gym, but he would just lift really heavy weights just really slowly. So that his, so his body would put on weight. Oh, yeah. I think it can be done in a year for sure. So that one should have been changed to a year. And I think we're all around 100 grand.
Yep.
For 100 pounds, yeah, I don't think I could go lower. I was debating going like 75 or 50. But for 100 pounds...
Here's the thing. If it's for a year span, I'm going to 200,000. Because that means you're taking away a year of my life trying to accomplish this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another pretty long while to get it off.
I think gaining 100 pounds will take five times longer than losing 100 pounds.
I think people would debate you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what, you know, the people that would.
This guy over here, Alan. All right. Yeah, no. So I think 100 grand, I would stay at 100 grand. I wouldn't bump it up to 200 grand like Alan. But okay. All right. Next one. Every time you go number two, it has to be in your yard. How much? For the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life?
Rest of your life.
What about when you're on vacation? Does this all be in a yard? Can I bring a piece of AstroTurf, do it in the hotel room? What are we talking here?
You have to hold it.
You got to hold it till you're in your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that'd be terrible because, you know, a week-long vacation or, you know, something like that would be impossible. Can't hold it for a week.
Better eat a lot of cheese, Adam.
Yeah.
All right, eat a lot of cheese, but I'm still regular.
Well, so you wouldn't go on those vacations because if you do it somewhere else, you have to give the money back.
See,
how about this? If you go on vacation, you still have to do it outside.
Okay, that makes it a lot easier. If I wasn't able to like go on vacation or anything like that, I'm sticking with a billion from my first one.
Yeah.
If I still had to do it outside, you know, I could go camping for every single vacation. I'm fine with that. I'll do that for a million.
A million?
Yeah, if somebody gave me $1 million and I just had to poop outside for the rest of my life, I'm in.
I think I'd have to go higher than that, man.
I'd build a nice little private hut in my backyard.
No. It's exposed.
Yeah.
You're exposed.
Yeah.
Oh, fully.
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
Yeah. So you're
that you just said that was, in your yard.
That was implied.
Yeah.
Can't go under an awning.
No.
No, I'm talking direct center of the yard.
Yeah.
Direct center of the yard every single time.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be a very well fertilized piece of yard.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 million.
Wow.
You want to give me 2 million? I'll start tomorrow.
I don't have a yard.
You tough shit. Go on your patio.
Yeah, you'd have to. Oh, yeah. But Alan, all you have to do is go once on your patio. Then you have the money, and then you'd be able to buy a yard.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm saying 20 million.
Yeah, I think I would go a little lower. I'd go 10 million. I'd have to be double digits in the million, but but I'm good. 10 million, I'll do it for sure.
Adam, you realize that's like, you know, like, what'd you say, $1 million?
Yeah.
That's like $5 a poop over your life.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so if I give you $5 right now, will you go crap outside in your yard?
Are you going to do it for every poop for the rest of my life?
No, I'm just giving you $5 for this one poop.
No.
I want to see.
Absolutely not.
I want to
see. But it adds up.
Alan, I want to see your work on that. Like your math equation on how you got $5 a poop.
Like, have you ever been on one of those websites where they're like, oh, buy this, you know, this sticker. And it's, you know, a customized sticker. And it's like $5 for, you know, one. And then it's like order in bulk. You get, you know, 12 dozen. And it brings the cost down to like 44 cents a piece. It's kind of like that, man.
Yeah.
You're paying me in bulk.
I think I see where you're going with this. And Justin, he said he's regular. So, like, you know, I figured he's pooping a lot.
Yeah.
It is every morning, every now and then in the evening.
Okay. So.
Yeah, okay. I do morning pooping.
But I could get poop. I could get by with just a morning every day.
Okay.
It'd be easier in that at night, I think. But
oh no, I'm up at, you know, 5:30. Be at least a little outside, more private. You know, watch the sunrise. Morning as cup of Joe.
As he's pooping outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be nice.
Okay. All right. The next two, it kind of starts intensifying a little bit here. The only liquid you can drink from now on is week old human breast milk for the rest of your life.
5 billion.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Yep.
No, no.
10 billion.
What?
See, number one, I'm not a father. I don't know when breast milk goes bad. Justin, enlighten us.
It's around a week. Yeah,
it's around a week, so at that point it's getting a little
You're teetering.
A little weird.
Yeah, you're teetering on it. Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. Do you think Justin read that, or do you think Justin smelled that, like in his fridge? Like, no. How do you think he knows it's about a week? Did he like read it somewhere, or did he just like try something?
I think maybe it was smelt it first and then researched.
No. When you have a kid,
was it in a baby book?
When you have a kid, suddenly like these websites start emailing you. I think it's because my wife probably put my email address in, so I'd get newsletters. But, and also people at work, they tell you all this stuff, and there's like just videos start popping up on your YouTube feed. It's all over the place. They talk about it. It's like 5 days, but it's like around a week, I think, that it starts going bad. But we don't keep breast milk past like 3 days. She wants to throw it away. So.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Health conscious.
See, she fills in my gaps, you know? I'd be smelling that shit like 2 weeks from now. You know?
He would just have one from like, he would just have one when like Amelia's, his daughter's like 18, and he's got breast milk in the fridge. It's like, hey, this is for you. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, and make
a what cake. Is it? Don't worry about it. I've been saving it for you.
And make the cake with
it's
it.
It's like that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Jeez. It's cold-blooded, Justin.
You guys are insane.
I like it.
With how many billion? Now, I would need 100 million. I'm good. I could do it.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't know what to do with $10 billion.
Right. 100 million, I'm good.
I would miss beer way too much.
I might even lower it to like 50 million. Yeah, I'd start smoking a lot of pot probably.
That's fair.
Yeah. Put it, okay.
Or edibles or something.
Well, I mean, at $100 million, you don't have to work a day in your life again. So you might as well, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, shit. I mean, that would suck. You wouldn't be able to have like, a glass of wine, but whatever.
Yeah, I might lower it. Are we able to, you know... Oh, fuck, man. I feel like I would still miss water. Like, just refreshing water on like a hot day.
Something who needs water when you can have some week-old titty milk?
Yeah, that doesn't sound that refreshing, though.
Really doesn't. Really doesn't.
But then you look at your app, and you have $100 million in your bank. And you're like, eh.
See, that's the thing. I'm like, I'm torn.
Yeah.
I'd probably lower it. $250 million.
Yeah. $5 billion. I'm going to cut it in half.
Jeez.
Wait, you were at $10
billion? Yeah, you were too, bro.
Oh, I thought I said $5
billion. I don't know how... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that was much more than the gain 100 pounds or whatever we were looking at. All right. This next one. Every time you see someone walking their dog, you have to steal it, and then you have to give it away on Facebook.
I couldn't do that.
Everything has a price, Adam.
Yeah. $100 billion.
What? $100 billion?
Yeah, because as a dog owner myself, I would feel way too bad stealing someone's dog. That's like a part of their family. And then just giving it away on Facebook.
Yeah.
Number one, I'd be that creepy ass dude on Facebook. Number two, I'd feel fucking terrible.
I have a question. This is a logistics question here, Justin.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say you're just, let's say I'm walking down the street here, okay? Mm-hmm. And I see four people walking their dog all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I have to go up and steal their dogs in front of them and carry four dogs away?
Yeah.
What if you walk past a dog park and there's like 20 dogs all with their owners and you get jumped and murdered?
You better not go that way.
Oh, yeah, too much. 100 billion. 100 billion and I'm living in my house. No dogs allowed and no visitors. What if people didn't want the dogs on Facebook?
Pound.
You had to take it to the pound if it, you know, you couldn't give it away on Facebook in a week?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But Adam, then you go to the pound, you have to steal all those dogs and try to sell them on Facebook too. So
no, because those dogs don't have owners, so you only have to steal.
Well, no, as soon as you see somebody adopting a dog from the pound, you have to steal that dog.
Yeah, you do.
Steal that dog and be like, hey, maybe you'll get it back in a week.
Yeah. Find me on Facebook.
Look on Facebook. Yeah, look on Facebook.
So would this giving away of dogs include their shots and stuff?
Sure.
Or could you just give away a dog with mange and be like, good luck?
You make sure they have their shots and shit.
Okay. At least I know the dog's healthy.
I think Adam's strategy of being inside my house and being like, no pets. And
yeah.
I would like get like Postmates and I would build like a door that they could just throw the Postmates through so I don't like see a dog outside.
Yeah, exactly. No front facing windows.
Yeah.
You know, I got $100 billion. I'm gonna, you know,
but
build a custom mansion. I'll have my guy at the fucking gatehouse bring it up to me.
I have so many things I want to say right now.
Say them.
One, maybe I'm flipping through channels and I see the dog show. Do I have to go now? And
not a physical dog.
Right. Exactly.
It is a physical dog. That is a dog.
You are not seeing it like person to dog.
Yeah, that's being telecast. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're driving your car, you have to stop your car. And
you can't touch the dog and feel its fur. That's what I mean by physical.
Okay, second question, or second comment, I guess. So not only is this, you know, you have to do the dog thing, but also you apparently cannot go outside.
You can.
You can if you want to risk having to steal a bunch of dogs, whatever you see on your walk.
Yeah.
Okay, third question. Let's say I go to China and I order food and it's obviously a dog that they're feeding me. Do I have to steal the dead dog and then try to sell it on Facebook as meat?
Well, we're not selling them. We're giving them away on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just giving away. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're giving away animals on Facebook, dude. Come on.
I thought you were
selling. Somebody's going to buy a stolen dog.
No.
Why not? Who wouldn't buy a
stolen dog? You already got $100 billion. Well, I would.
Yeah, I'm probably going up there. I'm probably going up like 50 billion.
Yeah, I think I could do 100 million, but most of that would probably.
Justin keeps undercutting us by like, not by a small percentage.
Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, you know, Jeff Bezos listening to this podcast, and they're like, chump change.
Right.
Let's see this fucking happen.
Well, then they would see me just build a house with like barely any windows and a huge yard.
Don't give him any hints.
No, but
we challenge you, Bezos.
I could do that for $5 million and then I'd be fine. And I'd just play video games.
Well, yeah.
I would build
Bezos lost more than that to his ex wife, so
yeah.
Write the check, Jeff.
I would build the little like, what do they call it, the air chamber or whatever, where the delivery guys could drop off the food and then leave. And then I wouldn't have to look out the
window. Dude, like I'm telling you. That much money, you could hire a goddamn security guard or an assistant round the clock for the rest of your life.
Oh.